Just one halakha, interesting case regarding hadlakat nerot on Erev Shabbat. So of course we know the reason why we're lighting nerot on Erev Shabbat. They should be lit through the Shabbat, specifically through Leil Shabbat, in order to create Shalom Bayit, in order there should be light in the house. Where there's light, there's peace. However, where there's darkness, there's people tripping on each other, nobody could see, so it leads to mahloket. Of course, Shabbat is a day of peace. So now the question arises, we know the ladies light candles that make the beracha, and we've discussed in previous daily halachot the different minhagim of exactly when they're supposed to make the beracha, when they're supposed to make the beracha before daylight or after daylight. Both minhagim are legitimate. The Bein Ish Chai holds that first they should light and then make the beracha. From Maran, it sounds like he holds you should make the beracha first and then light. And as I said, Acham Avadya ruled like Maran. Chaim Ben Tzion also preferred the opinion of Maran. However, he said a lady shouldn't change her minhag if her custom was to light and then make the beracha. She should keep to the custom the way she saw it in her mother's home. That's not today's subject, however. Our subject is, since the whole purpose is to create light, let's say you have light already in the room. The lights are on. So what are you gaining by adding candles and making a beracha in a place where there's light that is already existing? For example, the electric lights that you have on. So Acham Ben Tzion over here has a big chidush, and he says the electric lights that we have do not fulfill the obligation of Nerot Shabbat. What is his logic? He says because in a candle or in an oil vessel, all the fuel is there already. You have the shi'ur, now you're just lighting it, but it's all contained already. Whereas the electricity, it comes in spurts, which means it keeps on flowing into the light, right? It would be analogous to somebody that made a beracha on, let's say, Nerot Shabbat. There was a drop of oil, and he keeps on adding more oil to the flask, which he would not be yotze Nerot Shabbat with that, which means it has to be enough oil there at the time in order for him to have the shi'ut to last for the night. In any event, for that reason, Acham Ben Tzion says, if you're going to light in a room that has already the electric lights on, you have no problem, because those lights do not serve as Nerot Shabbat. However, for example, let's say you were in a room that had battery-operated lights of some sort. Okay? So there, since it's all contained already, so in that case, he says you'd have to shut the lights first, and then you'd have to light Nerot Shabbat. However, Chacham Avadya in Yabi HaOmer Chelek Tet argues on this, and he says that electric lights technically can fulfill the mitzvah of Nerot Shabbat. The logic, he says, is like this. Leave the whole logic of it's going in at spurts and a little at a time. Bottom line is providing light. The whole purpose of Nerot Shabbat is what? To get light. So what do I care how the light's coming? If the light's coming in spurts from electricity or what? Bottom line, it's serving the purpose. There's shalom that I can see. For that matter, he holds that if, let's say, a lady was in the delivery room over Shabbat, and obviously they don't allow her to light candles in the hospital, so what he says is she can go above her bed if she has electric light. She can make the beracha dalik ner shel Shabbat and turn on the light before Shabbat, obviously, and that could be her nerot Shabbat. He brings that from Rav Aaron Kutla, alav shalom, that held the same thing. It's important to know that. Sometimes a person's in a hotel even, where let's say it doesn't allow him to use Nerot Shabbat, candles in a room and things like that. So there would be room to be lenient to turn on a light in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Nerot Shabbat. For that matter, let's say if a person was sleeping by his in-laws or something like that, like many people do in the summer, so now there's many families in one house. So in certain situations, if a person has their own room and it's designated for them, right, and nobody has access besides them, which means it's their private quarters where they're sleeping. So according to this, they would be allowed to, let's say, turn on a light in the room, in a closet or a nightlight or something like that, and they could make a berakah on that light before Shabbat and fulfill the mitzvah on Shabbat. Because otherwise, as we learned earlier in the halakha, that in a case where you're sleeping by somebody's house, only the Baal HaTabayit would make the berakah. Everybody else would light without a berakah. So if they want to light with a berakah, technically they can go into the room, in their private room, and do such. Hakam HaBinyan doesn't discuss, however, that if the lights are on, that you have to shut them off, which means he doesn't go into that that issue. But it seems for some reason he's not concerned about it. But according to the understanding, if you could be yotzeh with the lights, so how could you put put candles? He sidesteps the whole issue. It seems he doesn't think that's a problem. Maybe because it's tosefet. Maybe I'm adding more light. And therefore, since I'm adding more light, I can make a barakah more light as well. But what comes out of our halakha, it's clear that there is a fantastic mahlok between Hakam ben Sion and Hakam Ovadia legabe the use of electric lights for Nerot Shabbat. Hakam ben Sion says it is asur. That's what he writes in two places. Or Litzion Helek Gimal on page Kuf Petet and Or Litzion Helek Bet Perik Yudhet Teshuvah Yud Gimal. Again, Hakam Ovadia is in Yabia Omer Helek Tet.